Hello, audio boom. I realized I haven't recorded a boom in forever, so I figured I'd come on here and record a boo while I have my morning cup of coffee. And this week is my last week off from school because I haven't really been off from work. And I'm kind of trying to enjoy it, although I'm pretty much booked with a bunch of crap. Later on today, a vendor is going to come pick up my Braille Note Apex because it's broken once again. It's been broken for a year, but I've been trying to make it last, and it's just getting to the point where it's not. So, yeah, it's going to be shipped back to HumanWare. And then I also have to take my dog in to get some vaccines because I hadn't registered her. Like, I hadn't gotten a license for her. And I've had her for 3 years now. And mainly because I didn't know where I needed to go get it. So they finally came and they were going to cite me for not having done so. And so they said, well, we'll give you a week. And you have to take care of her vaccines and all that within a week. So I have to do that today before I forget. And then I have tech class for a couple days during this week. And then I work on Thursday evening. And then I'm going to hang out with my best friend on Friday. And then it's Valentine's Day. I'm not doing anything for Valentine's Day because my significant other is in another state. So we did get each other Valentine's Day gifts. Apparently mine should be arriving today. And his should be arriving to his place tomorrow. And then Sunday, I guess I'm just gonna go to church. Monday is a holiday, for those of you who are not in the United States and don't know. And then Tuesday, just kind of prep things for, to go back to school on Wednesday next week. So the cool thing is that I have 4 classes. I'm going to be taking 4 classes. I'm taking 15 units. So I'm going to take 4 classes from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. So my first class is from 8 to 9:25. My second class is from 9:35 to 11. My third class is from 12:50 to 2:15. And then my fourth class is from 2:50 to 4:15. So I have some breaks in between. I kind of like it that I have an hour and 50 minutes between during my lunch hour and stuff. So that's going to be nice. I can walk to Starbucks or if I'm craving McDonald's or Jack in the Box, which Jack in the Box is very rare that I crave. Or whatnot. There's a Popeye, Subway. Yeah, so there are other stuff. There's like a sushi place, and I think there's a Panda Express by my school. But I don't know, exactly, where that's at. I'm gonna have to do some exploring, but hey, I have time. So yeah, that's just what I've been up to. I've been working a lot lately. And then I've been doing a lot of outreach with my employer. So we've been going to different high schools and going to different places to promote our program. So yeah, that's been keeping me a little busy. And then I'm starting to prep for the summer. I'm going to be teaching an independent living skills class again. So This time around, I have a little more time to prep things and get things in order, thankfully. I haven't really checked out booms on here. Like, I haven't came on here to listen to people's booms because I just haven't had the time. And I figured, hey, I have some time right now while I drink my coffee. So why not? But there's something interesting about this because at work, when I make my coffee, I use the same kind of coffee, the same sugar, because I take the sugar from here, from home. And the only thing that I use differently is the water. So for some odd reason, the coffee at work tastes amazing. And when I make it here at home, it doesn't taste quite the same. So I've been trying different experiments. And my stepmom was just like, just take a big thing of water, like a big water bottle, and fill it up whenever you go to work and bring it back home. I'm just like, yeah. And I'm having my coffee with some oatmeal cookies that my stepmom discovered at Dollar Tree. I'm not a fan of buying inexpensive things, but she was buying like some coloring books and notebooks with my little nephew, and they bought like a bunch of candy and junk food, and she bought these oatmeal cookies, and they are amazing. I think this is a Mexican thing, but I like to dip my cookies. When I used to drink milk, I used to dip my cookies in milk. And now I dip my cookies in coffee. I don't do it at work, obviously, because it probably looks very unprofessional. But at home, I dip my cookies in coffee, and it's just, like, amazing. And these oatmeal cookies are just amazing, too, so. Whenever my parents go to the dollar store, I always tell them, like, I give them money, and I always tell them to bring me, like, 4 packages. It comes with, like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like, 10, like 30 cookies in the package. It's probably 24 to 30 cookies in here. So, it's pretty good. I love these oatmeal cookies. I'm not a huge person. Like, I'm not a huge fan of sweets. So, I can sit there and have maybe 1 chocolate chip cookie. But these, I can sit here and eat the whole package if somebody doesn't take it away from me. But anyways, I think I'm just rambling now. And I'm sure you guys don't care much about my cookies and my coffee. So anyways, I will talk to you all soon. Hopefully I am able to record booze once I'm back in school, which I don't know if how that's going to work, but we'll see. I'll talk to you all soon. Take care. Bye.